All right, Alana, how does the health law affect immigrants?
The short answer is it depends on a person's immigration status. So for people living in the country legally, that's naturalized citizens, immigrants who are granted permission to live and work here, the Affordable Care Act provides more coverage options and assistance, similar to what it does for everyone else. One study estimates that immigrants in general are 2.5 times more likely to be uninsured, so that can have some big implications.
All right, we've heard a lot about these online marketplaces that are coming soon, opening soon. Do they work any differently for immigrants?
Nothing's really different for immigrants who are in the U.S. legally. They'll be able to get coverage through the marketplaces, which open next month, and they'll also be eligible right away for those income-based subsidies to buy coverage. What's kind of interesting is typically there's a waiting period for immigrants to get public health benefits, like Medicaid. It's about 5 years. But for getting coverage through these new marketplaces and getting subsidies to help pay for it, that all kicks in right away. Of course, the flip side is they're also subject to the same penalties for not having coverage.
Wow, that's a big change. We know there are some families out there that are of mixed status. What does the law say about them?
So let's say you're a citizen in the country lawfully, but your parents are not. You'd be eligible for coverage, but they would not. People in the country unlawfully are also not eligible for coverage on these new marketplaces, period. So they're not eligible for the subsidies, and they're barred from getting coverage even if they wanted to totally pay for it themselves. Now, community health clinics are often known as places that provide care to everyone, and the law actually is giving them a huge funding boost.
Okay, but how about the languages that everyone's speaking?
Yeah, so the law does address this, and insurers, doctors have to have some plan in place for providing language services. And actually, in the federally run marketplaces, like in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, the application for coverage will be in English and in Spanish. There's also tools in about 30 other languages for understanding the whole process. And you can find more information about this on the Health Science page at newsworks.org.
Thanks, Alana.